It was the most virulent, deadly viral outbreak the world had ever seen. When the affliction began to finally relent, two-thirds of the planet's population, 4.2 billion people, were gone. For those left after, the new epidemic was one of moral degradation, survival by any and all means, a pandemic of the inhumane. But small patches of hope sprouted from the fallow ashes of what once was. And for some, our humanity remained the only thing worth fighting for.
Oh, wow, Kate, look at this.
Oh, Jamie, oh, that is truly horrid. You have to get rid of it. Oh, and it reeks.
I think my great-grandmother wore this. Oh, it smells like she did anyway.
Ugh, throw it out. I wouldn't even use that to make bandages with.
You have no sense of style.
Oh, what's that? Christmas stuff!
Oh, that'll be useful, right?
Actually, it might.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
Have you noticed how dour everyone's been lately?
Yeah, it's really weird, too. What with the bitter cold winter, the fact that we're living in a you store it, just waiting for a horde of gacked out meth fiends to come storming in to eat us alive, or for some super virus that wiped out most of humanity to rear its ugly head and finish the job. I can't really understand why people might be in a funk around here.
Okay, your sarcasm aside, yes, things suck right now. And that's why I think we need to do something to lift spirits and remind people that we're not alone. I think it would be good if we had some kind of a, celebration.
You want to have Christmas? Are you serious right now?
Can you give me one good reason why we shouldn't?
Well, no. And if I'm being really honest, I wouldn't mind doing something fun for a change. Instead of going through people's stuff to find things we can use or worrying about my next medical exam. And since we don't have much food, I won't have to worry about getting fat from all the cookies and cakes and stuff.
That's the spirit. We need this, if only to lift spirits around here.
Do you think Fox will go for it? I mean, it's pretty frivolous, and he might see it as a waste of resources.
I think I can convince him that we need something like this. Besides, I have an ace up my sleeve.
You mean you have Cohen wrapped around your little finger.
Call it what you want, but if I can convince him, I'm sure we'll be singing Christmas carols and exchanging gifts in no time.
Well, then I guess I'd better start looking for your gift. How about a moldy old bathrobe?
Oh, that would be amazing. And I'll get you that broken foot bath you've been dying for.
Get all that soil and fertilizer upstairs.
You want it on the roof?
No, but we need it accessible so when it does stop raining, it's close at hand so we can get the greenhouses built and start planting.
Got it, brother. We'll get it done.
Thanks, man.
Fox, can I have a few minutes?
Kate, I would love nothing more than to sit and have a chat with you, but we're about to head to Happy Valley to trade with Butler and his people, and we're already behind schedule.
Then let me make it quick. I want to have a Christmas celebration.
Excuse me?
A Christmas celebration. We found some old decorations, and I thought it would be really great if everyone could...
I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, for starters, we can't afford to be impractical with our supplies. Our survival doesn't depend on having a party, Kate.
Are you sure about that?
Excuse me?
Have you been paying attention at all? Look around. We're tired, we're cold, we're hungry. Morale around here is pretty low. We need this. We need a chance to relax and give thanks for the fact that God has been watching over us this whole time. We could make a meal and give gifts or something. I haven't worked out the details yet, but we need this. All of us.
Look, I appreciate what it is you're going for here, Kate. Really, I do. But the fact of the matter is that we can't afford to go wasting what little resources we have for some pity party. Excuse me, but I'm about to head out. I'm sorry, Kate.
But it's... It's not a pity party.
Don't take it too hard.
You shouldn't sneak up on me like that, Matt.
Sorry. It's just you're so cute when you're flailing about and screaming like that.
It's so odd. I can't find a single thing attractive about you right now. How long were you behind me?
Long enough.
Listen, you made really good points, and you're 100% right. A little party would go a long way to help morale around here. But you're going to have a hard time convincing him that Christmas is the way to go.
Why? Does he hate Christmas or something?
Something like that.
Do you think you could convince
him? Oh, no. Nope, not going to happen. No, I am not about to go there with him. I think I'd rather face down a horde of ravenous ghouls in my underwear than do that.
How many times am I going to have to ask you to call them the Lost? And you just said I was right. We need this, can't you?
Kate, I would move mountains for you. I would lasso the moon for you! Walk across the desert just to find the last piece of chocolate in the world to bring back to you. I would.
Would you get to the point, please?
My point is that I would do my best to accomplish the impossible for you, if only to see that gorgeous smile of yours. But changing Fox's mind about something like this is at the very top of the list of things I can't do or wouldn't even try. Best to just forget about it. Hey, I gotta go.
And then I want you to stack those panels over here. Keep them upright. Hey, Kate. What are you doing in this neck of the woods?
Looking for you, actually. Do you have a minute?
I suppose I could spare some time for you. What can I do for you, sweetheart?
I was wondering if you could help me with a problem I'm having.
Well, I can't make any promises. What's troubling you?
How would you feel about having a Christmas celebration? Something that will sort of lift everybody's spirits.
That's a pretty intriguing idea, but how would that work exactly? I mean, it isn't like we can just go out there and get a tree and presents and all that junk, right?
Obviously, but that's not really the problem. Fox is.
Fox? Really?
I tried to explain to him why we need something like this, and he totally cut me off and said it wasn't necessary for survival.
Well, that's strange. He'll usually hear you out before making a decision. Did he say anything else about it?
No. He just said no and then left for a supply run. And then Cohen sort of intimated that it was because it was a Christmas celebration. So I was wondering if Fox ever maybe mentioned to you why he hates the holiday?
Well, Fox isn't exactly an open book. You know, it could be just exactly like you said, and we just don't have the resources to waste.
But we could still have a celebration without much fuss.
Look, I agree that we could do with some relaxation time, and a Christmas party type thing could be just the ticket. But I can't help thinking that maybe you're reading too much into this. And it's just like Fox says, maybe we just don't have anything to waste on this sort of thing.
It's more about all of us coming together, you know? He wouldn't even let me explain that. How can helping lift people's spirits and remind them to be thankful that we're being watched over be a waste of resources?
Hey. I didn't say you were wrong here. I just think that you gotta look at it from his point of view, Kate. He's responsible for all of us. He's gotta be the one to make the hard calls. One mistake. One missed call. And that could be the thing that destroys everything. So maybe what you need to do is show Fox that we can have this party without putting a strain on our supplies. And if by some Christmas miracle you manage to get a hold of some bourbon or some good beer...
I'll keep it in mind. And thanks. Callahan. Hey, Jackie, are you here?
Hey, Kate. Sorry, I haven't gotten any more Milky Ways, but I did find some of those little Dove chocolates.
Thanks, but I'm not here for chocolate. I actually... Well, okay, I'll take some of those.
I knew you couldn't resist. So how can I help outside of feeding your chocolate addiction?
I wanted to know what it would take to put together a celebration feast.
What are we celebrating?
Christmas.
Huh. Well, I suppose I could come up with something interesting. If we reached out to some of the farm settlements and got some chickens, I think we could put together a pretty decent spread. Wait, is it even December?
Yeah, I think. But we're in danger of getting off topic. Would a party put too much strain on our food? Would we end up starving in a month or something?
I wouldn't think so, especially if we get the greenhouses built in time to plant in the spring. I mean, it wouldn't be terribly extravagant, but I think we'd be able to offer a little extra variety. And we do have all those MREs from Withicum still. When are we planning to have this feast?
Just doing some research for now. Thanks, Jackie. And thanks for the chocolate.
Anytime, Kate.
Kate?
Mrs. Potter, hi. What can I do for you?
Oh, I just wanted to know if the rumors were true. People are just buzzing with excitement. Are you really trying to organize a Christmas celebration?
That's the idea, but I have to prove to Fox that we wouldn't be wasting resources and that it's something we really need. I'm getting the impression he's not really a fan of the holiday.
Well, that isn't very surprising.
Really? Why do you say that?
Mr. Fox is a good leader. He's had to make some really tough choices to keep us all alive and safe. It's a difficult job, but he does it so selflessly. But have you ever wondered what kind of a toll it must take on him and why he keeps everyone at a distance?
No, I guess I never gave it much thought.
You know, I once had a student in my class who was much like Mr. Fox. Very quiet, but very smart. It was always so difficult for him to participate in class discussions or even to read aloud. But when he did, he commanded the attention of his peers. At recess, he didn't play with the other kids. He would just wander the playground by himself. He was very introverted.
So are you saying Fox is like that boy?
In a way. Well, back in those days, we didn't know how to recognize the symptoms. It wasn't until much later that we teachers were taught how to see the subtle signs of abuse. I still wonder whatever happened to that poor, sweet boy.
Wait, are you saying that Fox was abused?
No, dear. I'm saying that he exhibits certain signs that might lead one to believe that there are reasons why he doesn't wish to have a celebration of this nature. Perhaps if you actually tried to speak to him on his level, you might understand him a bit better. And that would allow you to convince him that a small party isn't as bad as he thinks it could be.
But whenever I try to talk to him, he just shuts down. Only Cohen seems to be able to get through to him.
That's because they've known each other since childhood. You need to connect to Mr. Fox in your own way.
I suppose it wouldn't hurt to try.
Never hurts to try, dear.
Get that stuff unloaded and cataloged ASAP.
I see you're quite successful in your mission, Matthew.
Yeah, we didn't do so bad, Mrs. P. Hey, darling, come to welcome the returning hero.
Normally I would say yes, but right now I really need to talk to Fox.
Oh, I see how it is.
Matthew, sweetheart, Kate has a mission of her own that needs to be accomplished. Do not hinder her, if you please.
I promise I will listen to your tales of gallantry and hang on to every word to make you feel every bit the conquering hero. I just need to have a few words with Fox.
Well, then you better catch him before he disappears again.
Fox! Fox, wait up!
What is it, Kate?
I need to talk to you.
Now isn't the time. I've got a lot to get done before...
It won't take long.
Maybe this evening, unless it can wait until tomorrow.
Mr. Fox! You will grant this young woman a moment of your time and listen to what she has to say this instant.
All right. Why don't we talk in here?
I want to talk to you about the Christmas celebration.
Oh, Kate, I thought I made myself clear.
You didn't, actually. You said it'd be a waste of supplies.
And how was that unclear?
Because that is an unsatisfactory answer, and I want to know the real reason you don't want us to have this.
What part are you not understanding? It's excess, and right now we don't have enough to spare for...
Yes, we do. I asked around, and everyone I spoke to believes we can easily pull this off without putting a strain on our supplies. Callahan even thinks we could barter for some fresh chickens. Plus, we already have decorations, and I've figured out a way for us to exchange gifts if we want. But it isn't about the food, or the decorations, or the gifts. It's about all of us coming together as a community and giving thanks to God for watching over us these past 6 months.
I've made my decision, and I'm done talking about this.
Well, I'm not, Fox. We're tired. We're cold. We're constantly worried about the lost and freaky militias, not to mention the constant fear of one of us contracting the plague that led to us living in this stupid Ustorit. But for the grace of God, we're alive, Fox. And I, for
think
one...
Think God had anything to do with us being alive?
I believe...
What, Kate? That some invisible, benevolent, bearded guy spared you all and slaughtered 4 billion others? For what purpose exactly? Explain to me how God had anything to do with our survival up to this point. How he's managed to guide us to live in this place or provided us with food and medicine. It wasn't God, Kate. It was us. We found each other. We found food. We've worked together to stay alive.
Because of God's guidance.
Oh, for the love... You're not going to drop this, are you?
No, I'm not.
Fine. If it means we can finally end this damn conversation, have your stupid party. But, and listen carefully, you have to arrange everything yourself without shirking any of your responsibilities, and the same goes for anyone you manage to rope into helping you. And you'll have to arrange getting anything extra you need without wasting extra gas or putting anyone else in unnecessary risk. Are we clear?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
And I don't want to hear any more about this.
Would you look at that? I can't believe it. Now we can have a party.
I told you I'd get those chickens.
Yes, you did. Still can't believe that you did it. Fox has never been able to get that old codger to trade anything. What did he take in trade?
Bunch of coats and camping gear. Stuff that was taking up space. Tents, mostly. We figured we didn't need it since we've already got shelter. They were really happy for the trade. So much so, they provided some of that.
Oh, now that is a thing of beauty right there.
Now that's a lot of pork! And is that beer?
It is.
Oh, yeah! Now it's a party!
No kidding. Wow, we'll get this stuff cooking right away. Oh, this place is going to smell amazing in a few hours. Hey, you guys, give me a hand with this stuff.
And let's hear it for Kate! Yeah!
Okay, enough. I've got to see how the gift exchange is coming. Let me know if you need anything else.
You got it.
You rock, Katie girl.
Kate, you're back. How'd it go?
Really good, Jamie. How are you coming with the decorations?
It's going to be great. We found a really good fake tree and plenty of decorations. And I even found this.
Is that mistletoe?
Fake mistletoe. I thought we could find a nice corner to hang it up in. And then maybe I could persuade Fox to join me in that corner for a private conversation, and then who knows?
That's a great idea. Well, I mean, except for the part about Fox. I don't think he...
Hey!
Ah! What is wrong with you? Are you trying to kill me? How long were you waiting in that dark corner for me to walk by?
Not long. 2-3 hours at most. Hey, I see you were quite successful in your venture.
I'll catch up with you later.
Bye, Jamie. I was successful, and thanks for your advice. It really helped. It was humiliating, but it helped.
Well, now you know why Fox hates dealing with Parker. He's a nice enough guy when you got something he wants, though.
Hey, do you know where Fox is? I want to thank him for approving the trade.
I would actually steer clear of him for a bit. He's not all that happy that the party is happening. Don't worry. He's not going to go all Grinch and sabotage it or anything, but I think it would be best if we just let him be.
Why is he being like this, Matt? What happened to him? I mean, I thought it was just that he hated Christmas, but the last time we spoke, he really went after my faith with such venom. I never took him for an atheist.
He's not an atheist, Kate.
Well, then what?
It's not my story to tell. If he wants to...
No, that's unacceptable, Matt. We're all coming together, and he's refusing to take part, and it sends a message. Everyone's noticed his attitude, and people are asking questions. It doesn't help that Warner's been spreading rumors.
What rumors?
He's saying that Fox is going to banish people who...
That's a load of crap, and you know
it. Well, Warner has that way of making people believe whatever he wants them to, and...
All right, look. In here. Okay, look. You gotta swear never to say anything about what you're about to hear. This isn't like when I told you about the love of his life or anything. This is something...
I got it. I won't say anything.
Okay. Look, Fox has never really had it easy. You need to understand that first and foremost. He lost his father when he was really young. on Christmas Eve.
Oh, my God.
Then his mother got hooked on heroin, and she dated a series of deadbeats who didn't like him much. She ended up married to the worst one, the one who beat him. One Christmas, he ended up in the hospital. Somewhere along the way, he got it in his head that he was going to turn out just like his mom or his monster of a stepdad. It's part of why he joined the military. But even that didn't help him outrun his demons. And each Christmas, he falls into this sort of pit of self-loathing and mental torment.
So he's really not an atheist?
No, he believes in God. He's just really pissed at him. And I think you can understand why now.
Oh, my. No wonder he's so... I mean, has he ever tried counseling or seeking professional help?
I think I'm the only one he's ever really opened up to. Well, me and Nicole. But I think that's because we were there. We already knew. Anyone else, and he would feel like he was dumping his problems into their lap. And he's way too selfless to do that.
Well, we're his family now, and he isn't a burden. He's brought us together and helped us to survive. I think it's time we did the same for him.
No! God, no! Look, Fox gives his trust very sparingly, and you've earned it. But if you go charging in trying to get him to unload, he's going to push back. And not only that, he's going to throw me to the wolves as well. So just let it be. Let him deal with things in his own way, okay?
I don't know if I can do that.
You have to.
Attention! Hey, everyone, thank you again for all of your hard work and for just being you. Now that we've all had some food and exchanged gifts and everything, I would just like to take a moment with all of you and offer up a prayer to God for watching over all of us. So please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing these wonderful people together and for giving us the strength we need to forge a new path and build a new home from the ashes of our old lives. We've all lost so much, but you've been there, protecting us and guiding us and keeping us safe. And we now ask that you continue to watch over us as we move our new family forward. We ask that you help us with our new endeavors and that you help guide any lonely souls to our home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all.
That was lovely, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Potter.
You did such an amazing job. I can hardly believe it.
It was a group effort. We all worked to bring this together. And if it wasn't for you getting Fox to hear me out, none of this would have happened.
It's all very impressive. And I believe you accomplished what you set out to do. Yet, I can't help but notice his absence. You don't think I scared him off, do you?
It was made very clear to me that we should just let him... celebrate in his own way.
I suppose it's for the best, but perhaps this could be a good time to remind him that he isn't as alone as he believes himself to be. It may do him good to know that he has a new family in us.
I don't know.
And when you do find him, would you be a dear and give him this? It's just something that a few of us thought he might like.
Mrs. Potter,
I'm told he enjoys the basement for some odd reason.
I think you just tricked me. Are you down here?
What's happening?
Oh, my God. What is it with you and Cohen? You guys are going to give me heart failure with all this sneaking in the shadows.
Sorry. So what happened?
Nothing. Well, everyone's having a good time up there, and I just thought I'd see if maybe...
Kate, I told you to leave me out of it.
All right. But, well, Mrs. Potter wanted me to give you this.
What is it?
I'm guessing it's a Christmas present of some sort.
Huh. I can't believe she remembered. I wonder where she found this.
What is it? A coin?
It's nothing. Thanks for bringing it down. I'll thank her later.
Why do you do that?
What?
Keep everyone at a distance like that. What is it that you're so afraid of? No one here is about to pity you or judge you or anything like that. You know that, right?
What are you talking about?
Just that you aren't responsible for who your parents were. And look at everything you've done in spite of how
you... How do you know about any of that?
Well, I... Cohen. He sort of told me a little bit about how you grew up.
Cohen needs to learn to keep his mouth shut.
I may have sort of forced him into a corner, so please don't be mad at him. It's just... I wanted to understand why you were so against all of us coming together and celebrating Christmas. I pushed the issue, and Matt finally told me a little about what's happened to you growing up, and I wanted you to know that it's okay. I mean, I know why you wouldn't want people to know about that sort of thing, but no one here is going to judge you or pity you or whatever you're afraid of.
I'm not afraid of what people might think, Kate.
Then why do you work so hard to keep yourself isolated? It's not good, Fox, especially now, and I think on some level you know that. I mean, why else would you have brought us all together and started this little village? We all think you're amazing, Fox. You're doing an impossible job, one that I don't know anyone else here could do as well as you are. But you act like you could care less about us, or at least you try to. I'm just curious why you insist on suffering alone.
It's just easier.
Look, I get that things were rough on you, but you're not alone. Not anymore. I'm not going to force you to talk to me or anyone. But I do want you to know that we're here for you when you need us. We all care about you. Family isn't just what you're born into. It's the people you surround yourself with. Me and everyone else you've brought together. We're your family now. We love you.
It's a nice sentiment, but...
No buts on this, Fox. You did this to yourself. You found us, you fed us and sheltered us and gave us purpose and hope. That bonded us all and made us a family. Your family and family. Real family looks out for each other.
You're not gonna let this go either, are you?
I think I've proven how tenacious I can be when I get something in my mind.
Just don't expect me to come spilling all my feelings out to you or anyone else anytime soon.
I won't. But when you need me, I'll be around.
We'll see.
I'm gonna head back upstairs now. You should come up too. Jamie might have saved you a beer. I think she's got a thing for you, just FYI.
Thanks for the heads up.
That's what family does.
And Kate, Merry Christmas.
Homestead, Episode 3, Making Spirits Bright. Written, directed, and produced by James Robinson. Music by Me You. Starring James Robinson as Fox. Travis Box as Cohen, Summer Shore as Kate, Rebecca Gurney as Jamie, Susie Smith as Mrs. Potter, Danny Hedham as Wheeler, Lori Robb as Jackie. Homestead is a Not Another Podcast production.